Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. And I got a bonus interview. I don't do interviews on the podcast. You know that. Only my coaching clients. And when I find that rare gem, that diamond in the rough, somebody out there flying under the radar trying to run from me, but they can't hide. And I landed Kevin freaking David, guys. This is going to be one for the ages. It's going to be up there with Bob Proctor. It's going to be up there with Les Brown. It's going to be up there with Mark Victor Hansen. Kevin David, welcome to the Everyday Saturday community.
Thank you, man. It's seriously so exciting to be here. I can't believe it. When you messaged me on Instagram, 18 million downloads. You're like in the 0.01% of the 1%.
Isn't that great for a ex-stuttering college dropout with, like, here's how you and I are so different. Yeah, I've been stalking you online for a while, but I know you're a college graduate. I got probably 20 college credits. Most of them are gym and health class, you know, like they wouldn't transfer to the worst community college. You know,
well, if it makes you feel better, I don't use literally anything that I learned like whatsoever in college. It could not have been a worse financial use of my time. I learned a lot socially, but financially I learned almost nothing.
Oh my God, dude, that is just music to my ears, man. I love it. We're gonna have so much fun on this show. I'm gonna interrogate you like a hostage for people that want to earn income. They want to live that Saturday lifestyle. Let me give you at least a proper introduction, man. Kevin David's an author, investor, entrepreneur. He's been viewed over a billion times across social media, primarily for his expertise in e-com and gaining financial freedom. He is the Everyday Saturday guy, best-selling author of the book called Unfair Advantage. And dude, okay, so let me tell you the love-hate relationship I have with Kevin David. Can I share it with you?
Yeah, please.
All right. The love part is I vibe and dig all your content. You give your free content is better than any of the paid courses I've had, okay? So can I share with you the hate part of it though?
Please.
You're so young and I'm so jealous.
I'm not that young. So I look very young. I mean, I'm young compared to some people. I'm old compared to some people. But people always like think that I'm actually a lot younger than I am. People guess like on average 24 years old, but I'm actually 30. So I'm not that young.
Dude, you're 30 years old. I mean, I know in internet age, that's like a dinosaur. Like you're almost ready for the funeral home. But
yeah, definitely.
There's so many. So we're smack dab, as the date of this recording, we're smack dab in the middle of, I would call it the pandemic economy, where, you know, we got 24 million people out of work and, you know, it's tough. I mean, let's not cut corners. It is a tough time. And that's why I really want Kevin on right now, because I believe Kevin is going to be able to minister to the individual who's listening right now. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife has fallen on hard times financially and you're thinking, I don't have any idea how to earn even a dollar on the internet. I can't, how do I even get up and running? So Kevin, is it okay if we kind of focus on that for this course?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. So tell us in layman's terms, what do you do? Like, what do you do for a living? How do you make money? Tell us about what you do.
Well, I mean, like the kind of minute summary was I studied accounting and computer science. I got an accounting job that was, you know, very kind of quote unquote hard to get, but I kind of realized that it just wasn't for me. It was like working, you know, 80 hours a week for a very fruitless, unfulfilling kind of work. And then I transitioned to Facebook, and working at Facebook was great. Like I was, you know, everyone was so much younger and passionate and energetic, but what I realized was it was still working for someone else. Like someone was still telling me what to do. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs just kind of have this tendency where they just can't do that. Like I can't have someone tell me what to do just in any circumstances, which was tough for my career, I'm sure. And so then after that, you know, I kind of started to try to figure it out. And like, I don't have like a, you know, some type of epiphany or like beautiful moment or anything like that. I literally was like Google searching how to make money online. And you know, I found a bunch of different ways, like niche websites and blogs. And, you know, so I tried to make a travel blog called Eat, Sleep, Trek, Repeat. That kind of failed, but I made a little bit of money on AdSense, but it failed. I tried to make an app. There was an app called Trivia Crack at the time that was super popular. And so I went on Upwork, I found a developer. I tried to make an app, you know, that failed miserably as well, but I made a little bit of money, a little bit more than my other one. And then, you know, I tried to make an Amazon kind of affiliate marketing thing called Top Essential Oils, which was like trying to make money with Amazon affiliate, and you know, that kind of failed. And then each time I was learning a little bit more and more and more. And then, you know, finally I started with Amazon FBA, and Amazon FBA made a lot of sense to me because I bought everything off Amazon myself. I bought like my toothpaste and toilet paper and groceries. And so I was like, listen, if I'm buying literally everything, then most people, or at least a lot of people, are doing the same thing. And so I kind of went all in with the rest of my savings, having failed on these last three things on Amazon. And then that's what really started to work. And so at a certain point, I was making more with my, you know, quote unquote side hustle on Amazon than I was making with from my salary at Facebook. And that's kind of when I decided that it was time to really focus.
Well, what about limiting beliefs though, man? Like, what about all those failures in your past? Didn't they keep cropping up? Like, here we go again, Amazon FBA, this is going to fail just like the blog did, just like Trivia Crack, just like everything else did.
Yes. I mean, that's a really good question. And people ask me that all the time. And again, like, I wish I had like a more kind of, you know, cliche answer, but I just am delusional. Like, I literally, like, I don't care about failing or losing. Like, I have like every, I wish I could tell you, man, how many people were telling me that I was an idiot for leaving Facebook. They're like, this is a dream job. This is like the 1% of the 1%. My mom, my dad, my coworkers, my girlfriend at the time, you know, my mentors and advisors in other contexts, my old professors, right? They're all telling me like, you're being stupid. You're being, you know, you should be lucky you have a job. But I just have this delusional confidence in myself, I think, that a lot of entrepreneurs, especially successful ones, have, where it just doesn't really matter, right? Like, they're telling me that from a place of what they personally understand in their own experiences. And so I was never like bitter about, you know, even like my parents telling me that I was, you know, being stupid for leaving Facebook. You know, to me, I just knew I was going to be successful. And no matter how many failures it took, I never really thought about it as failures. I thought about it as feedback. And each time I was learning from those past, you know, quote unquote failures, and applying those lessons to my next venture. And to me, I could have failed for 10 straight years. It wouldn't have mattered. I would have kept trying.
Now, did the investment in college ever come into your mind? Like, oh my God, that much money went out the door for 4 years. And the time, I mean, I owe people something. I've got to at least stay in a job for a certain amount of time. When did that kind of?
Yeah. So, I mean, I had two jobs. So I went to school full time, and I had two jobs full time. And I also had like the presidential scholarship and some other stuff that made it like really cheap. So I came out of college debt free, which I feel very lucky to have done. But you know, that's because I worked full time while I was going to school full time.
Wow, dude, that is amazing. You know, my daughter's in the University of Cincinnati. I can tell you, getting out of college debt free. Kudos to you. I mean, you should do your next course on that. You know,
yeah, how to not go to college,
how to get out and debt free if you want to, or how to not go. But yeah. Hey, so here's where I found you. I discovered you a few years ago, your Facebook ads, YouTube video. Okay. This is how I found you. Cause I was trying to figure out Facebook ads like everybody else out there. We just pull our hair out trying to figure this stuff out. And I just checked that video, dude. First of all, Kevin has 967,000 YouTube subscribers. Does that blow your mind, or is it just my mind? It's like, that's ridiculous.
It's crazy. We'll hit a million in the next like 2 or 3 weeks.
That's crazy. I want to talk to you about that. And this Facebook ads video has been viewed 2.4 million times. I mean, that is crazy. And that's how I originally found you, because this one video, guys, you got to check it out. It's Facebook ads in 2020, from Facebook ads beginner to expert in one video. So just go to, first of all, stalk Kevin like I do, and you'll love all his stuff. Follow him on Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. Go to officialkevindavid.com. Get this guy's stuff, because it is top notch. And dude, I'm not just blowing your smoke. I never do interviews. Like, I don't do interviews on my show. But because you give all of your great content away, where did you get that like idea from? Because most people, here's how it goes. I'll give you just enough, so whet the appetite, and I'm going to hit you with the sales page. Now, you make money online. There's no secret about that. But where did you get the idea, I'm just going to give all this great content away, and they still buy your products?
Well, so, I mean, I kind of have that mentality. I you know, all of these answers, I'm being very like honest and transparent, when instead I could give the kind of a political answer. But in I just have the mentality that I want to help other people, right? And so like when I got into the kind of the top tier of the internet, you know, the world of internet marketing, into the, you know, because it's a very small circle of people that are making, you know, 7 figures a month or whatever. And so like when you meet that kind of small circle, even then people were like, I can't believe what you're like telling me that's working for you. Like most of the people are, you know, kind of have that like, that mentality where they want to kind of keep everything scarce rather than the abundance mentality. Like I truly believe that the market is infinite. I believe that everyone can be successful. And I believe that, you know, even if somebody who's a competitor of mine, if they're more successful, that doesn't take away from my success. Right. And so I kind of just have this mentality where I want everyone to be successful and be happy. And so I always just felt like it was better to kind of share everything. And I, you know, I have thousands of students now in a product of mine called Digital Course Secrets for people who want to create their own brand and stuff like that. And they always say, Kevin, how much should I give away? Should I just give away just this little bit? And I say, give away everything, right? Because what happens is one of the most kind of one of the strongest forces of influence and psychology and persuasion and buyer psychology is called reciprocity, right? And so like, and there's been a lot of studies about this. If you like talk about going to a car dealership, right? If a car dealership salesperson gives you a cold water or a cold Coca-Cola, you're like 37% more likely to buy a car, right? And they've run double blind tests on this. It's a proven scientific fact, right? So when you give people something, there's an innate, you know, unstoppable instinctual urge that human beings have to reciprocate, right? And so I didn't learn that until later on, but kind of my general mentality proved to be much more effective than what other marketers were doing at the time. And now, you know, a lot of the smart marketers have kind of followed in that same, those same footsteps.
So if I'm Joe Smith and I live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm just sick of my corporate job, but I don't have really any knowledge. I'm not a Shopify guy, an Amazon FBA guy, a Facebook ads guy. What is the first step that I take? Because this whole digital world's foreign to me, man, but I really want to start making $5,000-$7,000 a month. I mean, I eventually want to get there, but what's the first step? First couple steps you got
to
do?
I mean, you have to change your habits, right? Because like everybody wants the tactics. They're like, what's this little hack? Or like, what can I do to, you know, make $3,000 a month, $5,000 a month? Like if you have the right mindset, you can make $5,000 a month so easily within 90 days, right?
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. No, I believe you, but I'm saying it in my car listening to the podcast. I don't believe you. I work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. I don't have any idea what this stuff is.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, it's tough because if you're working 40 hours a week, you have to reprioritize your habits, right? Your mindset. It's like a computer, right? Your computer is not going to work if it doesn't have the operating system. Your car is not going to go very far if it doesn't have the engine. Right. And so like if you have the wrong mindset, or if you work 40 hours a week and you're exhausted when you get home and you turn on Netflix and watch it for 5 hours and think and, you know, say to yourself, but Kevin, I don't have any time. Right. You have to reevaluate, you know, what you consider not having time. And so most people aren't willing to work hard enough to actually get the results they want. Right. If they work 40 hours a week, then they have to work another 20 or 30 hours a week. Right. To be able to actually dedicate enough time and not be exhausted while they're doing it to learn. Right. Cause like when I was, you know, starting my Amazon FBA business, I was working, I would get up at 6:30 AM. I would drive 90 minutes to Facebook. I would stay till 9 PM. I'd go to the gym from 10 to 11:30, work on my business from 11:30 PM till like 2 AM and then get 4 hours of sleep. And I did that for 3 months. Right. And I was exhausted, but I mean, that's what it took. And I never had to work for anyone else again. A lot of people aren't willing to do that though. Right.
No, they're not. They're not, so, you know,
what I always say is like, you have to either have true love or true hate to make it as an entrepreneur. And like, I had true hate for someone telling me what to do and for going somewhere I didn't want to be, or, you know, doing something that I didn't want to necessarily do. And some people have true love for their partner, for their kids, or wanting to give, you know, their family a better life, right? Because entrepreneurship is so hard. You have to have true love or true real intrinsic hate to be able to like get through all of the hurdles that actually kind of are necessary to be able to do that. And so, you know, Russell Brunson, who was a big influence on me and I recently had on my podcast, actually, you know, founder of a soon to be, if not already, billion-dollar company. He said that when you pay attention, right? And that's so incredibly true. I think about it like a gym. Like I was in New Zealand recently and there was only one gym in the whole town. It was called Queenstown. And the gym was like $250 a month, which is crazy, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I went twice a day to get my money's worth, right? And so, like, if you pay even something small, yeah, right, it will actually make you pay attention. And so if you want to talk about like more microscopically, like what would people do, I'm happy to do that. But really the most important thing, and when I was first starting, I thought this was totally not true. The most important thing is your mindset.
Dude, first of all, I could tell you're a giver because you haven't stopped giving value in 15 minutes already. I mean, like literally, I'm just sitting here trying to type into my iPhone while you're talking. Thank God I'm recording this thing, which is a really good thing to do when you're doing a podcast, is to hit the record button. But hey, can you explain in layman's terms for Mrs. McGillicuddy out in the middle of nowhere, what's Amazon FBA? In the, speak to me like I'm a kindergartner. What is Amazon FBA when you talk?
Well, literally what Amazon FBA is, it's fulfillment by Amazon. That's what FBA stands for. So Amazon has these huge warehouses, right? And so everybody knows what Prime shipping is, right? Or they probably yeah. ship. Prime shipping means you can get products usually within 2 days, right? And, you know, not counting all the corona madness, because that doesn't count. Normally, you can get products in 2 days. The only way Amazon can do that is with massive, massive, unbelievably massive fulfillment centers. So what Amazon FBA does is, a lot of people don't know this, but more than 60% actually of all the products sold on Amazon are sold by everyday people just like you and me, right? And so what people do is they use software, right, to actually identify products and niches and markets that have more demand than they have supply, right? And then what people do is they'll find a manufacturer either in the USA or in China using a website called Alibaba, and they'll order those products to meet that demand, right? So then people will, you know, net 30%, 40% margins. It's the same thing as selling products in Walmart. It's just done more efficiently because you don't have to guess. You already know the demand's there. All you have to do is fill it.
Yeah. And you've got an Amazon FBA product research, how to sell on Amazon for beginners. He's got on his YouTube channel, on Kevin's YouTube channel, 575,000 views of this one video. It's a couple years old, but this stuff is relevant. And you know what it is, Kevin? First of all, you guys got to watch the video. Have I said that enough? You got to follow Kevin. Hey, Kevin, by the way, while I'm giving out all the places where people should follow you, where would you like people to go? I guess I should ask you that question. Is there one central location you would like to send people from the podcast?
I mean, I think probably the most value and the most like learning is probably on YouTube, right? Cause I'm a visual learner. Like I can't learn something like a lot of people. Like I have to do it and try it. Cause you know, the real learning comes from trying and failing and feeling frustrated and then like having the breakthrough, right? And I think YouTube is probably the best medium to learn and meet people. Like I can't tell you how many people who've kind of talked to me have said, Kevin, I feel like I know you already. Like I've watched so much of your YouTube or whatever. Yeah. So I think video is the most powerful kind of medium. I think podcasting is probably a close second. But I think YouTube is the place where people could like learn the most.
Yeah, you're right. First, I love it. You're right. Because that's how I started learning Facebook ads from you. Podcasting, you know, I started back in 2005. There might have been 3,000 podcasts on iTunes at the time. But it was like you said, it was my absolute hatred for corporate America and my daughter asking, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? So I said, you know what, honey? Every day's Monday right now, but someday soon, every day will be Saturday. So I went and I Googled at the time, you know, everydaysaturday.com. And this was back, the Who Is Searching was just a wild, like everybody's name, your phone number was there. There was no privacy whatsoever on the internet. So I called a guy named John Mick, 71 years old. I go, hey, John, my daughter Madeline wants every day to be Saturday. You own the domain. And I was leaving a voicemail. I don't even know who the hell I was even leaving a voicemail for. It was just a random voicemail. And I was in a cubicle and he called me back the next day. And I go under my desk to take the call because I don't want anybody to know what I was doing on the side. And he goes, hey, Sam, my name's John Mix. I go, John Mix, John freaking Mix. You get my voicemail, John, every day of Saturday. My daughter wants it. He goes, listen, kid, I wish I had your passion when I was your age. I was 37 at the time. He goes, I'm going to give you that domain name if you keep that promise to your daughter. And that's how I got everydayissaturday.com, you know?
I love that.
And so I threw the guy $100 via PayPal because I was also coincidentally in the middle of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy because of I went for my dream, bought a franchise, and it went under. But it was that willingness to just stay in the game. I Googled how to make money with no money. So I started the podcast doing that. And I just never stopped podcasting. And it was just something when you stay with it long enough, I didn't know it was going to lead to speaking gigs and, you know, online this and online that. But man, I'll tell you what you've been doing with YouTube. What is it? I want to ask you about engagement, because when was it that you realized, wow, YouTube, this thing's the real deal, man. Like when did it finally hit you that, oh my God, I gotta pump more content on this platform?
Well, Well, I mean, it's kind of like potential virality. And I want to give you, before I answer this, I want to give you a little compliment, right? Because it's so easy to tell how fluid, like you sound like a radio host, like you're obviously so good at this, but for people listening, right, it didn't start like that. Like if you go back and listen to his first podcast, I bet it sounds very different than it sounds now.
Porky right? Pig on a meth trip, I tell people.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and you, but you sound so smooth and so, so fluid now. And that the only way to get that skill is over time, right? People say, oh, Kevin, like I'd love to start YouTube, but like, I'm not like a natural on YouTube like you. I was like, go watch my first video on YouTube and tell me that you think I was a natural. I look like a complete idiot, right? Yeah. And that's just the way it is, right? But some people just have that stick-to-itiveness to keep going. And you know, I call it kind of blind delusion, right? Like I'm delusional. And that delusion is actually a huge benefit in a lot of ways because, you know, people that are too realistic, they don't have that kind of delusional confidence in themselves to just keep going no matter what. But to answer your question with YouTube, right, I always think of things in potential. And what I mean by potential is kind of leverage, right? What can you do with the least effort that can produce the potential leveraged largest gain, right? And there's a very hard cap on most things that people do in everyday life. Like, you know, if I work as hard as I can at McDonald's, right? And there's nothing wrong with working at McDonald's, but if I work as hard as I can, I'm still only gonna make $9 an hour or whatever it is, yeah. Right? But with YouTube, right? If I work as hard as I can and I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking critically, I'm looking at what else is working, you know, I'm getting better and better, better equipment, you know, better engagement, better, you know, all these different things, I can make a YouTube video and it can go viral and my whole life can change overnight. That's not possible at McDonald's, right? And so with YouTube, you know, there's this huge explosive virality element that doesn't exist even in other forms of social media, right? Like I could never make an Instagram video that goes viral, right? But probably. I could never make a podcast that goes viral because there's not organic search, right? With YouTube, it's literally like a database of people searching for everyday things that if it's high enough quality, there's, you know, good enough watch time retention and click-through rates and some of the kind of more advanced stuff, then you literally can go viral on that single video, right? Has generated millions of dollars, right? That's just not possible with a lot of forms of media or things that you can choose to spend your time on.
So with your online business specifically, I know you have other interests that you do. And by the way, I told Kevin, I promised I'd keep it 30 minutes or less. Hell, I probably lied and told him 20, but I mean, keep it under 30, man. I hope you don't feel like you're being too much of a prisoner here on the podcast.
No, it's good.
But with everything that you got going on, how much time do you spend every day or on average on your online persona, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and B, do you have a team now of people that post for you? Is this really you out there? Is it thumbnails on YouTube and the video? I mean, how big is your team now and how much time do you spend on your business every day?
Oh man. I mean, our team's 50 or more people. So we're big, right? We have wow. Social media managers. We have, you know, kind of employees under the social media managers. We have editors that are based in the US. We have videographers, we have external editors. Wow. What I spend my time on now, though, it's interesting you asked that because it's a struggle, right? Even entrepreneurs have shiny object syndrome, especially entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Successful ones, yeah. Right? So, you know, I had a 4-hour meeting with one of my main business partners, you know, that was scheduled for 30 minutes and it ended up being 4 hours where we wrote out every single one of our businesses and projects and what we want to keep, what we want to sell, and what we can delegate. Right. And what we kind of realized was there were so many things that we were doing that were taking our time that weren't ultimately moving us closer to what our actual goal was. And the problem that most people have, this is such a huge problem, right, is people don't even actually tangibly and microscopically know what they want. Right. And if you don't know what you want, you can never reverse engineer the actual steps that are required to get there. Right. And the kind of a simple way that I teach my students is who in your mind are you most jealous of and why? Right? What do they have and how can you reverse engineer the steps to get to that place? Right? And oftentimes it comes down to doing what people are doing, right? Because people will say one thing, right? Like Grant Cardone or whatever, like, you know, he talks about real estate investing and he's selling you a course about real estate investing. So what is he spending his time on, right? Real estate investing or selling a course on real estate investing? And, you know, obviously he does have real estate as well, but generally you want to actually look at what people are doing, not necessarily what they're saying. And if they have the results that you want to reverse engineer and actually take the steps to get to that point.
Yeah. Boy, that's great advice. Man, this is great. Pure gold. All right. One last question. I promise I'll let you go. Give us the most moving testimonial that you've had from a client. Could have been 10 years ago, could have been 10 minutes ago, of somebody that almost or did move you to tears. Like, damn, that's good for you, man. Good for you. Is there anybody that stands out?
Well, I mean, couldn't be 10 years ago because my 3-year anniversary as an entrepreneur is actually coming up in May. But
you gotta be kidding me. Three, that's it?
Yeah, almost 3 years now. It'll be, I think it's in like 2 weeks, something like that.
It's going to hate, dude. It ain't even love hate anymore. You got this much success in 3 years? Come on, man. Good for
it
you.
It has been a kind of it feels longer because we've been working really hard, but I guess.
Well, you've earned it all, dude. You've earned it all.
Well, I appreciate that. So, yeah. I mean, there's so many, right? Like literally yesterday we had 3 different people. We had a guy named Avi. He posted in the Amazon, our big group. So we have the biggest Amazon group in the world. It's called FBA Ninjas. There's like 120,000 people in this Facebook group. It's insane.
Wow.
He posted in it, and he posted 2 screenshots. One of the screenshots was him tagging me 2.5 years ago, right when I started the group, saying, oh my gosh, I just found this video by Kevin, the one that you talked about doing product research. He's like, this is so great. I can't wait to make this a success. He literally posted that and tagged me 2.5 years ago. He posted that same screenshot yesterday, and a second screenshot said, I did it. He made $100,000 in the last 7 days on Amazon.
Wow. Wow. Did he get to work right when he tagged you? Did he go to work on his FBA business at that time? That's
what he said. He messaged me. He was like, I cannot thank you enough. You changed my life. You changed my family's life. Like, I don't know if you remember, man, but I tagged you 2.5 years ago. Like, this is today. And like that post has hundreds of comments, like people are freaking out. Like it was just, it really literally gave me chills. It even did just now, just thinking about, you know, a person can just take information, and if they take enough action and they have the right mindset, they can just change their life, right? But most people just have those self-doubts and those mental, you know, mindset issues that really are holding them back so much more than any tactics.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. I'll tell you what, I love your content. I love your videos that you put on Instagram. For a guy that graduated from Oregon State Honors and then went to work at Price Waterhouse, you have a personality.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that personality actually got me in trouble. I'll give you one kind of quick little story. So
yeah, go ahead.
We were working, I forget where we were. I think it was at Twitter. Twitter or Google. And what we were doing was we were doing like an audit, which is basically we were cross comparing people that had taken a certain safety quiz. And you know, my coworkers at the time were like, Kevin, what are you doing? Cause like I hadn't gotten anything done. And I was like, this is so inefficient doing this all manually. Like I'm going to figure out a way to like write a macro to do it. And I'm not like a coder. I was literally Google searching stuff and they were laughing. They had done like, you know, 50 kind of samples by the time I'd done 0. And I was like, you know, this is just so inefficient. So I eventually, it took me like 3 or 4 hours. I figured it out. And then all 1,000 of mine were done and they were only at 100. Right. And I actually got in trouble from the manager for figuring out a more efficient way to do it. And that was like kind of one of the times where I was like, you know, they wanted me to do it the way that it had always been done, not the efficient way. And that was kind of one of the moments where I just realized like, this is not for me.
Yeah. That sounds about right. That sounds about cool. Yeah. You know, but yeah, what a compliment, huh? Hey, for an ex-accountant, you have a nice personality.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I just didn't fit in. Like I'm unemployable, right? Like in a bad way, I guess, or maybe in a good way, but no, unemployable, I think is a compliment to me.
It's psychologically unemployable is not a bad thing, man.
Exactly.
That just is not a bad thing. And look, man, I really appreciate it. I hit this guy up, Kevin, yesterday on Instagram. He immediately got back to me and I could tell right away. He's just a cool dude. So Kevin, look, I hope we stay in touch some way, somehow down the road. I just really appreciate all the value that you put out there and just everything you're trying to do, man. And look, I really appreciate you being a real guy, like getting back to me and coming on the show. You didn't have to do that. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me. Seriously, it's what a beautiful, amazing story of success, right? Having podcasted for, you know, over a decade now, right?
Yeah, 15 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, having podcasted consistently for 15 years should go as an example of anyone listening, right? Where if you work hard enough and long enough and you're consistent enough, you can literally accomplish anything, not in a cliche way, but in a very real implementable way. And it's just such a beautiful story that, you know, you did that for your daughter and you know, look where you are now.
Yeah, that's right, man. I appreciate that. I hope our paths cross down the road, either virtually or in person at some point. And look, dude, just keep on doing what you're doing. You don't need me to give you advice, but I just want to let you know from the millions of people listening to this podcast for the next 15 years, this is going to be evergreen content that's going to bless so many people, man. So I really appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate it as well, man.
All right, that's Kevin David, everybody. Make sure you follow him. Go to YouTube. Just search him out, Official Kevin David. Absorb all his content, and you'll be better off for it. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.